WCBS 880 really fired up to be the new radio home of Rutgers basketball. The season starts on Monday. The Scarlet Knights host Columbia at Jersey Mike's Arena. We're happy to be joined by Rutgers head basketball coach Steve Peichel. Coach, thank you for doing this. So this is year seven for you. Does it feel like this is your seventh year? I mean, I feel like time's flying, isn't it?
Time has been flying lately. The first couple of years didn't fly by, but lately when we're in NCAA tournaments and all that stuff, it goes quickly. But excited about our partnership, excited to, you know, be starting the season sold out Jersey Mike's Arena on Monday against Columbia. And, you know, this year's version of the Scarlet Knights is exciting. So looking forward to it.
You mentioned Jersey Mike's Arena. I want to ask you about it. I mean, such a great place for college basketball. One of the tougher venues to play around the country. I mean, last year you had four wins over ranked teams, including the upset of number one Purdue. For a fan of college basketball that hasn't been at Jersey Mike's, how would you describe what the atmosphere is like in there?
I mean, it's as loud a venue as I think there is in college basketball. The way the fans are right on top of the court too is really exciting. But our students, we have a riot squad that does an unbelievable job. Our students are creative. They get there early. They're loud. They bring some tremendous passion. And then we have a fan base that's been with us the whole time on this ride. They like our players a lot. And, you know, teams come in and we play great here. And it's a tough place to play. And I'm thankful for that because the whole league, when we go on the road, they're all tough venues to play. Jersey Mike's now is just like the rest of the league, and hopefully it gives us a huge advantage.
Now, this team, this program is looking to get to three straight NCAA tournaments for the first time in school history. And if you go back to 2020, I mean, you guys were on your way to the tournament to end a long drought. And obviously we know what happened with the pandemic shutting down the tournament. What did that season do to kind of plant the seeds for what you guys have been able to do the last couple of years leading to this season?
Well, you know, I really tell you, it really started Jersey Mike's being one of those venues. I think we lost one game, 18-1. We had the number one home court record in the nation. That includes all the teams that you would expect to have great records, the Gonzagas and the Kansases and those kind of teams. So we won 20 games that year. Really, we were picked 14th and ended up finishing right in the middle of the pack in the best league in the country. You know, that spurred like an interest in our program and, you know, which we carried through to the following year. But that year was just a difficult year on so many levels. And to fight through, you know, getting COVID screening every day, to fight through all the different things you had to fight through and to, you know, have an unbelievable year like that and then have it come to an end, you know, abruptly at the end was just, you know, kind of crazy. And then we went through it the following year, too. So a lot of toughness here in Piscataway to get through those really trying seasons.
Excited to spend a few minutes with Rutgers head coach Steve Peichel. The season opens on Monday against Columbia at Jersey Mike's Arena. And coach, for the first time since your first season as head coach, you're not going to have Geo Baker or Ron Harper Jr. there on the court with you. Two 1,500 point scorers, two of the best scorers, two of the best players in program history. What kind of legacy have they left behind for the guys coming through this year as you get ready to start this season?
You know, they believed in our program before anyone else did. That's the first legacy. But they were great students, and they both graduated. And they're great people from great families. And I always think that's so important. And they just got better every year. Obviously, Ron is now in the NBA with the Toronto Raptors. So how much better did he get? He got NBA better. And Geo Baker's doing some unbelievable things with our alums and our student athletes here. You know, as an ambassador of our university, but also part of the name, image, and likeness scene in college athletics. And, you know, those two guys just did a tremendous job of putting our program in a good place. Now we got some really good players now to take over where they left off and carry the baton, you know, forward.
Let's talk about some of those players. Cliff Amori, who's on the Kareem Abdul watch list, best centers in the country, led the nation in dunks last season going into the tournament. But now, are you letting him step out? Is he going to shoot some more three-pointers this season? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, you know, the great part with Cliff is every year he's improved and added something to his game. And, yeah, he can really shoot the ball now, too. So, We're always going to let our players, as they continue to develop and get better in certain areas, do the things that they've worked on to get better at. And he's improved in every area since day one he arrived. And again, he's a Dean's List student and an awesome, awesome kid. So looking forward to him having a great junior year. And I think he's the best big in our league and maybe one of the best bigs in the entire country. And we're looking forward to showcasing that.
And you got one of the, well, the best defensive player in the Big Ten, at least in terms of player of the year on the defensive side, Caleb McConnell, coming back as well. He led the conference in steals. How can he take the next step and get even better for you?
Well, first, he's got to get healthy. So we got to have him on the court. He's been dealing with a knee injury, but hopefully we'll have him back very soon. Having him come back really just makes us a real true veteran team. I think I thought he was last year, the number one defender in the country. He was the number one defender in our league. To have him come back and take on that task, there's a lot of great players that we're going to play against this year. He always wants that guy every time he goes out on the court. And now he's going to have more opportunities to shoot the ball and to do the other things that he could do with the loss of Ron and Gio, who took a lot of shots. So I'm going to have opportunities to expand his offensive game. And I think people will really like the development that he's made as he continues to improve.
One of the newcomers, Cam Spencer, who led the Patriot League in scoring for Loyola of Maryland, a transfer. What do you think he adds to the mix for you guys?
He's been an unbelievable addition. First of all, a blue collar worker in the gym all the time. We knew he was a terrific 3-point shooter. That's what he's done for his career and his high school days. What I didn't realize is, he's led us in rebounding in practice. He's led us in assist in practice. He's really tough and physical. He's 220 pounds. He's 6'4.5". Does a lot of things. So everyone knows he could shoot the ball, but he does a lot more than that. And we have him for 2 years, which I'm thrilled with. And he's going to be a huge addition to us this season.
It's a month from now. The Big Ten season starts. You got Indiana at home, who's got a lot of expectations coming in, at Ohio State after that. I mean, this schedule in the Big Ten, just game in, game out. What is the preparation like, and what do you need your guys to know? I mean, obviously, look, you have a lot of veterans coming back that know what it's like, but just the grind of Big Ten play and what those games are like as you get into the heart of the conference season.
And that's why it's so great that we have 64% of our minutes back from last year. Paul Mulcahy is a huge part of preparation. He's a point guard. He's a basketball IQ guy. He's been through all the wars. Caleb's been through all the teams, all the tough venues. Cliff has played a lot of minutes. Mawat Mag was in the starting lineup last year when we beat Purdue. So whenever someone was injured, Mawat and Andre Hyatt were big parts of playing more minutes in those kind of games. But you got to have veterans. The league is as good as there is. 9 teams last year, the most of any conference, the most over the last 3 years of any conference in the country. And now we've added UCLA and USC next year. They'll be here too. So we've added 2 more marquee, programs to our league. So every night you better bring it, and you better play well, and you better get a kind whistle from the referees. You better stay healthy. All those things, because the league is a journey in itself. And, I really like when people embrace the journey. Everyone, the season starts and everyone talks about the NCAA tournament. And I'm like, you're missing all the fun stuff, like the regular season and the wars and, the wins and the losses and getting your team off the mat and, getting ready to play another ranked team. We played 4 ranked teams in a row last year. What league has 4 ranked teams? And I said the reason those other teams weren't ranked, like we were pretty good, was because we were losing to ranked teams. So everyone can't be ranked when you're playing all ranked teams, type of deal. And so the journey of the season is always what excites me. But nowadays it's always the NCAA. They start talking about that from day one. I'm just looking to beat Columbia, and learn from that game and, that kind of thing. But we're on to the NCAA tournament. I said, I'll come in March. That's right. The product of all the obstacles you have to get through during the season. So I always enjoy that process and try to get people to enjoy that, because that's what gets you to that tournament, all the obstacles that you have to kind of overcome.
So as you look ahead to Monday, are there butterflies for you? Is it just straight up excitement? What's going on inside of Steve Peichel as he gets ready to start a new season?
It's crazy. Year 33 for me in coaching anyways. you know, I always get the same way. You know, you always get the butterflies. You always get nervous. You always get, are we as prepared? You're always worried about, you know, your team. But there is a huge sense of excitement around here. Every game is going to be sold out at Jersey Mike's, the tickets and the people that are excited. And I'm excited they're excited about the types of young men that we brought into our program, like great kids that do a great job off the court, make people root for them. Like, they want to come to games. They like Caleb McConnell. They love Paul Mulcahy. They love Cliff. You know, and those guys represent, you know, Rutgers University the right way. So excited to get started on the journey, and know there's a lot of obstacles, and excited about fighting all those obstacles and having a basketball team that comes out on the other end ready to compete for a national championship.
Well, Coach, and WCBS 880 is excited to be the new radio home of Rutgers men's basketball. Kicks off Monday against Columbia, Jersey Mike's Arena. Coach, thanks so much for a few minutes. Best of luck, and I'm sure we'll chat as the season rolls along and all those sellouts and everything at Jersey Mike's. So thanks again.
Brad, so excited about our partnership. Look forward to working with you.